Who's Uzbekistan? Where's Uzbekistan? Why Uzbekistan? How's Uzbekistan? Beck is in Uzbekistan. What's going good and what's going bad? As she's live from Tashkent, Uzbekistan, in the heart of Central Asia. Ba-dum-ba-dum-bum-bum. It is season 4, episode 21 of Who's Uzbekistan? Well, Becca has been running herself ragged all over town with a variety of professional and personal events and just trying to squeeze it all in before the end of the school year. So, what am I excited about? What am I puzzled by? And how long do I plan to stay? So, I have a large success that I am very excited about. On Friday morning, I was a presenter at a TESOL conference, an English teachers conference, and I ran into a young woman, and she figured out my hidden identity. She said, "Are you the one with the podcast?" And she said that when, you know, she and her husband were moving here, they were looking for information to learn about living in Uzbekistan, and they found my podcast. Coincidentally, I was at another social event that afternoon, and a guy started having the same conversation with me, and I said, "Oh, I think I met your wife this morning." So, by coincidence, in typical Tashkent small town fashion, I ran into the husband and the wife separately on the same day to tell me that they had found the podcast when they moved here. And so when I initially started the podcast, that was the goal, that it would be sort of a resource for people moving to the area because there's not a lot of information available. And the videos that are on YouTube tend to be like someone who was a tourist for a couple of days and like came and made a little vlog and is, you know, very light on information about what it's like to actually live here. So yeah, a success. That there's been at least one person who used the podcast for its absolute intended purpose. And that just thrills me to a peanut. And what I told both of them was that although that had started off in the as the purpose, that, you know, over time, you know, I have some friends and family who listen. And then also, you know, when I'm a little old lady in the nursing home, maybe someone will play it. And I'll be like, "Oh, that's what I did back then." So, but anyway, yeah. So, presenter at a conference, attending parties. It's the International Jazz Festival. Saw Carmina Burana. Could just keep going and going and going and going with all of the events that have been on the calendar this week, which are all I'm excited about and celebrating. What am I puzzled by? What am I puzzled by? What am I frustrated by? So, you know, I'm very happy in my little expat life here. But, you know, it comes with challenges. And the largest challenge I have faced, you know, I don't know, throughout this school year, and I don't know, maybe all of it, is managing my affairs at home. Is just, you know, it leaves me very vulnerable to people taking advantage of me. It leaves me very dependent on friends and acquaintances to have to help me with logistical matters. And it just kind of puts me on the mercy of the world. And, you know, I mean, I just had to try to remind myself it all always works out. It all always works out. But I do have to be vigilant, you know, about shaking the trees for helpers and, you know, just got to do a bunch of wheeling and dealing and blowing up the phone lines. And it's very taxing and not, you know, and just difficult to keep the faith that it's going to come together. I own an apartment. For the past year and a half, I thought I had queued up and ready to go the next property manager for when I fired my property manager, who I hated, who was nothing but disrespectful to me and steamrolled all over me. And so, but I had to wait for a strategic time. And the unit became empty a couple months ago. It's got a $2,500 fresh coat of paint and some other repairs. It is ready to rent. With this property manager I had lined up, I've talked to her 3 times over the past almost year and a half. I felt great about it. And, you know, she's just a worker at a little local subsidiary. It's actually part of a big national conglomerate. But I was just crazy about her, and the unit is ready to go. And I sat down and read the contract this morning cover to cover, and it is loaded with hidden fees. And I knew that there were going to be some high fees, but when I sat down to read, and I'll spare you all the particulars on that, I just could not believe, I'm trying not to cuss, what, to be a landlord, it's just, you just can't make money on it. It's just eaten up in fees. And I'm just extremely disappointed. I had really liked this woman. I thought I was signing this document today. They could list it this week and we just get somebody in there fast. And I think that's not happening. And it leaves me scrambling and putting out feelers to try to find another property manager, you know, when they're all bad. And, you know, at the time I realized this, it's on the East Coast of America in the middle of the night on Saturday night. And so then, you know, even when they wake up, it's going to be Sunday. That's a hard day to be doing business. But, you know, this is when I have time available. So, managing affairs from afar is the absolute hardest part of expat life. It leaves me feeling very guilty at times that I have to depend on so many people for help. I try to pay that back in the universe the best that I can. But it just fucking sucks. And, I mean, I'm just being tested of, you know, when there's a problem, you know, I'm supposed to just say, you know, thank you for all that's going well, and, you know, this is just a little bump, and there's another plan that's going to be revealed, and the apartment is going to get sorted out, because it's in a very highly desirable location at a very highly desirable price point. This is the frustrations. These are the frustrations of living internationally. Don't even get me going on two-factor authentication. It's just the bane of my existence. How long do I plan to stay? Things are looking good. Things are looking good. We'll have to let some things fall into place. But going back later than I normally would. So I've got about another 5 weeks here, and we'll see what is coming along after that. Whoever you are, wherever you are listening, if you are moving to the U.S., moving to Uzbekistan, and you heard this podcast, this one is a special salute for you or anyone else who's listening anywhere. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.